This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Jennifer Shveta Jordan. Campaign season got underway in earnest this week, and energy and environmental policy are taking center stage as Pennsylvania's governor's race gets moving. Union organizers of Pittsburgh's official Labor Day parade disinvited Republican Governor Tom Corbett. The governor and co-workers cast this as another strike in what they call the war on coal, and they spoke out at counter demonstrations. The war on coal is a refrain we're sure to hear more of in coming weeks as the election approaches, and if the fury of area coal power plant workers is any indication, it's about to get hot in here. Coal! Governor Tom Corbett's Democratic opponent, Tom Wolf, led the parade. Meanwhile, hundreds of coal-fired power plant union workers, called boilermakers, held signs in support of Corbett along the parade route. Among the protesters was 26-year-old Jim O'Rourke, a second-generation boilermaker. He opposes Wolf because he's had it with the country's Democratic leadership, specifically with President Obama and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's plan to reduce power plant emissions, a plan O'Rourke thinks might cost him his job.
The environmentalists are going to say we're killing them. We got families, too. We got boilermakers who got asthma, and their kids got asthma. You don't think we don't care about it? We want to clean that up. All we want to do is ask for the right time and, policies that allow us to do so.
Just next to the Boilermakers crowd, Diane Alexander stood alone on the sidewalk with a Tom Wolf sign. Alexander's a longtime nurse, so she's well aware of the rising asthma rates the EPA says its regulations would help stem, but that's not why she says she's voting for Wolf.
I'm not Republican. I don't vote Republican.
Even so, she's sympathetic to the boilermakers' complaints about regulations.
That's their livelihood.
Another parade goer happened by from the medical field, Dr. Farrell Baczynski. He says he isn't sold on the EPA's regulations. That's in part because he admits he doesn't know enough about the data on asthma and pollution.
What I see going on that I really don't like is that sometimes the profits accrue to a few. If the profits were accruing to whole groups of people, you could maybe offset what might be a small health risk.
Governor Corbett says the existing U.S. Clean Air Act regulations have worked for the environment and people's health, and he says they've already cost companies substantial investments.
All you have to do is come here to Pittsburgh and see how much cleaner this city is now than it was 30, 40, 50 years ago.
While Corbett was snubbed by the official parade, he joined the Boilermakers for a barbecue and two rallies. Corbett's rival, Wolf, carefully straddles the fence on coal and the environment. The head of a cabinet-making business, Wolf spoke to service workers and others at the United Steelworkers office in Pittsburgh. He says Pennsylvania can maintain its coal industry and adapt to the EPA proposal.
The next governor of Pennsylvania is going to have to lead on this issue to make sure that we all recognize how important coal is in Pennsylvania and that it has a strong future in the sustainable energy future. Clean coal is really important. We've got to make sure that works. The next governor has to lead on this issue, not follow.
One of Wolf's supporters, she calls herself part of the Wolf Pack, is Jacqueline McCann, a community organizer with Working America, the AFL-CIO affiliate for non-union workers.
Corbett supporters that I've spoken with, we don't see eye to eye, and I don't necessarily think that they're going to get what they're hoping for, for what they're fighting for.
What voters on either side can be assured of is that candidates and their supporters will find a lot worth fighting for in the weeks before November's election. I'm Jennifer Shveta Jordan with the Allegheny Front.